John. Morning, everyone. Just to introduce myself, my name's David Lowarth. I'm the Director for Trustee Activities at the Foundation. So I'm responsible for strategy, governance and oversight. I'm the staff lead on the Trustees Review of Structure and Effectiveness. I'm also the whole staff team on the Trustees Review of Structure and Effectiveness. My purpose, I think, is just to act as the warm-up act for the sessions that you'll have later this morning and into the afternoon that will be led by Andy and by John and Thomas. And I just want to set it in the context of where we are on the overall review and why we're having the review. And again, to encourage views and comments, not just today as a group, but for your organisations to respond to the consultation as a whole. So in terms of background, we're an organisation that has a degree of masochism in that it likes to review itself an awful lot. Our constitution says there'll be a review of the entire structure and effectiveness of the organisation every 5 years. This is the fifth such review in 15 years, because in the past our predecessors have decided to divorce constitution reviews from strategy reviews. For some odd reason. In terms of context, after the last trustees strategy review that was completed in early 2012, we came up with four primary goals, and these have been refreshed. So on slide four that you can see on the screen, we now have a strategic overview for the three-year period through to 2017. So there are four primary strategic goals that I won't read through on the screen. And as part of the consultation, we've gone through each of those and decided, okay, so given the reviews that have taken place in the past, given the enhancements and developments that have been made, where do we think the focus should be? So for example, if you look at the pursuit of global adoption of IFRS, anyone who follows our work has looked at the jurisdictional profiles that Paul Pachter has led to see that now IFRS is used in 116 jurisdictions, it's permitted in a dozen or so more jurisdictions. So, perhaps with one great notable exception, adoption around the world is pretty good. And even there, foreign private issuers can list without reconciliation using IFRS. So our focus is to look at the other three strategic goals. And if you move to the next slide, please, John. We decided to look at three particular areas. The first is the relevance of IFRS, and this is where you guys come in. Yeah, it's looking at which entities should IFRS apply to, should it be expanded beyond the corporate sector into the public sector and not-for-profits? Where does the board sit in the place of wider corporate reporting with the developments in integrated reporting and so on? And then the taxonomy, digital access, and impact of technology, which I'll briefly mention again. Consistent application of IFRS is an important theme. It's been something that's been high on the agenda of various regulators around the world. And while the responsibility for consistent application is essentially the responsibility of others, we still have a role to play in it and an interest in ensuring consistent application, and maybe say, well, what do we mean by consistent application? So this is a major theme. And then looking at ourselves as an organisation, we have to look at, for some strange reason, the geographical distribution of trustees, because it's written into the constitution. We're looking at the size of the board itself and its professional background and the functioning of the foundation's funding model, where we seek to get jurisdictional contributions from around the world. Essentially, we have to do it on a voluntary basis. We can't mandate anyone to give us money. But fortunately, a lot of people have decided to do so, although some challenges remain. In terms of governance, there's one particular thing I wanted just to focus on, is that we have a three-tier structure. So we have the board that develops the standards. We have the trustees that oversee the board. Above that, there's a public accountability link to the monitoring board of capital markets authorities around the world. So there are seven major securities regulators who sit on the monitoring board, and they oversee the work that we do. In the last strategy review and the monitoring board's own governance review that it did in 2011-2012, there was strong support for that three-tier structure. So we're not seeing any case to change it, but we're also seeking views as to how the functioning of the three tiers could be improved. So moving towards the focus for today is that we're looking at why the emphasis on the taxonomy and technology. We've had a shift in the strategy for the taxonomy, so we're focusing on the content of the taxonomy rather than the computer language used to render it. We're looking at the needs of regulators, and Michael has just sort of outlined where ESMA is going on this and where the IFRS taxonomy might fit. So we're keen to hear more views of how the board can best support regulators in their efforts in this area. And taking the advice of our advisory council, they and others have stressed the importance of maintaining the IFRS in the face of developments in technology. And in a couple of sessions, they've bandied around words like big data and so on. We've tried to tease out of them, well, what do you mean by that? And what might be the potential impact on financial reporting? And they've said, we're not quite sure. Well, if they're not quite sure, we're certainly not quite sure. So there's a question in the consultation document that essentially is a plea for help. And I know it's something that you'll be looking at as part of the small group sessions later today. So it really is, any ideas you have, even if ill-formed at this stage, you know, I think would be useful in helping us think about how we take this forward. One of the ideas we're thinking of is to have some kind of focus group of experts, because we're certainly not the experts in this area. In terms of responding and next steps, and I'm trying to get you back on time here, the deadline for responses to the request for views is the 30th of November. If you're looking to respond, you don't have to respond to every question. If your focus is just on the taxonomy and technology and want to submit a response, that would be great. If the group, as you'll discuss later today, wants to put in a response in some form as a group, again, that would be great. After the closing period, we plan to take a kind of summary of what we've got back to the trustees at their January 2016 meeting, with a more detailed feedback analysis and where we might go for the trustees at the May 2016 meeting. And we'll also at that meeting, I think, link across to the agenda consultation that the ISB is also currently undertaking at the present moment. So that's my quick tee up for this morning. If anyone's got any initial questions, happy to take them.
Oh, two thank yous. Thank you for the presentation and for getting us back on time. I'm sorry, just that Michael has a question.
I found one particular thing which was relatively troubling when it comes to responding to some of these concepts around the taxonomy and the way how the ISB perceives it right now. When we are speaking about the taxonomy per se as a content, unfortunately, such a thing does not exist at the moment. And we just have the printout of the IFRS XBRL taxonomy as available and proposed to fill in this gap of the, let's call it, logical data model of the IFRS taxonomy. Why I strongly agree with the view that we require to open the IFRS taxonomy to a variety of different technologies, I think it may be extremely beneficial for the audience at large to explain what do we precisely mean by the IFRS taxonomy. What is it? Again, at present, we are only facing the deliverable. We only have the deliverable of the IFRS XBRL taxonomy, which is according to a particular syntax. Mm-hmm. We've got the PDF printout of elements and the PDF construct, which already derives from these specification practices used by the particular technology, in this case XBRL. But I believe we do not have, according to my knowledge and understanding, I believe we do not have at present any neutral, technologically agnostic IFRS taxonomy. So I think this is a bit confusing. I've heard a couple of comments from the consultations that we had in the past from the users, especially the regulatory users, who were surprised to hear from the ISB that there is such a concept available. And they were asking whether they could actually start using it. So there is a demand for it, but I believe that we still do not have it per se as any form of deliverable that could be presented. And this is technologically agnostic, this is technologically neutral. There is nothing that we sort of like link or can be used with different technologies. Just this point, I think, is particularly relevant for the future in the context also of ESMA and the other regulators using it.
I think that. Emily, do you want to take it?
You're basically correct in the sense that there is no deliverable at the moment that is wholly technology neutral because of the way that a lot of the properties we have in the taxonomy were put in there in order to support the XBRL representation. That doesn't mean that there aren't things we could do in the short term to produce more neutral deliverables. It's not impossible to come up with formats at the moment that would be more neutral when it comes to XBRL relationships and to move to other relationships. So there are some things we could do in the short term that would, if we see the regulator demand, that we could do in a relatively short period of time to start to support the demand for a more technology neutral taxonomy. So you're correct, we don't have it at the moment, but some of those representations wouldn't take too long to do. In the long term, it goes back to some of the discussions we've had previously about having some software and other support and the time it takes for us to put in and implement something that allows us to store and generate taxonomy information neutrally to the XBRL format. We need tools to do that. We need time and we need resources to invest in those tools, and we need time and resources to invest in working on the more appropriate data models, which relationships we want to keep, how they relate to the relationships we put out in XBRL and that kind of thing. So it's quite appropriate for the structure of an effective risk review as a future-looking, forward-looking strategy and concept. But we do know that immediately right now we do not necessarily have the outputs to make it easy to discuss what that would actually look like.
I think that's the biggest challenge, and that's the biggest point, responding to this paper and responding to the consultations that are being proposed. The one before, which we consulted on within the ITCG, I think it's this content in a sense. So one of those things, for instance, I would say that maybe it would be important to liaise more closely with the standard setting bodies, with this technological standard setting bodies. One of them, many of us around the table are serving or supporting the XBRL international body, and as you know, there is the open information model working group. You're on that, obviously. I think this path, so to say, of thinking of providing connections to different technologies, yet being a bit more careful about putting out the word that something exists and some people can or regulators can use the IFRS taxonomy without using the XBRL. And when they ask, actually, okay, let's do that, there is a bit of a, you know, red light and, well, actually, we cannot.
I think
so this confusion is something that we need to be very careful about, you know, as a group, so to say, because we've heard already these comments coming from the market back to us, saying, okay, can we use the IFRS taxonomy, but we don't want XBRL. And then there was a bit of a confusion, okay, so what do we actually propose to them?
As I said, there are some things we can do in the short term to support that, so if the demand exists, we can move to do something about that.
Also, I think there is this definitely the goal of really trying to have a more taxonomy neutral delivery mechanism. But I think for me, steps we have taken are really quite simple steps at the moment that I can. It's just a step to ensure that our board members can understand the content of the IFRS taxonomy, because they have to approve now the content. So we issued this new document, the proposed taxonomy update document. Just the outline there, okay, what content changes we have made and what are the reasoning behind some of the content changes we made where there are multiple choices. So there is this more longer term goal, I would say, but in the meantime we had to make really steps so that in fact our content was transparent to all our users, including our internal users. And I think that is where we have made most progress in the last 1 to 2 years, and we can still make more progress, because even if you look at our proposed taxonomy update documents, we still have received some feedback that maybe they're a little bit too long, it's still a little bit too technical, complicated, so there is still some room for improvements as well. So I think there is this more short-term immediate steps versus the long-term strategic goal.
Just a final comment from my side on that. I strongly agree with the trend and with the direction of opening up to different technologies, making it more technologically agnostic and so forth. I believe the EBA has gone the same way with proposing the data point models, and then the XBRL taxonomy is implementing those, IOPA the same ways and so forth. The only question is a bit about contacting our stakeholders group and being very clear on what it is that they can use at present, I think it's particularly relevant, because we are creating a bit of a confusion in the market when they are coming back and saying, what is this product that you are talking about?
And that's a good point, and we will share that today. Can't immediately answer it, but we will reflect upon that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Michael. We're a bit behind, we've got Andy coming up, but if you're going to be quick.
One of the examples about this technological new trend, I was thinking about this, what that mean, and this June, I had discussed with a person from the One Stock Exchange, which has introduced the disclosure system, it's based on XML. But this stock exchange is discussing about normalizing to the each company's financial statement. It's quite similar with and the countries that require a company like IFRS financial standard. I think in that case, maybe they might use to the IFRS taxonomy, because it's not doesn't anything different from each tax. It's really about primary financial statement. So I think that there is many possibility to use IFRS taxonomy if you say it's going to be a more technological neutral. So this is my understanding, if it's correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And I think, John, maybe because we will have breakout sessions looking at the role of technology as well, so, and the taxonomy, so I suggest maybe that we hold the discussions for them. So it will be a lively discussion, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Rina. So, Andy, and yeah, looks. Is it going to be something that we can also cover in the afternoon sessions?
I want to say, I think I agree with Michael. Just be very careful not to confuse the market as to the which standards we use for the reporting. And the XBRL is the syntax is really used for the semantic definitions of the IFRS concepts, and there's nothing alike currently. Right. So when we consider, say, different technologies, that is something that is already in process within XBRL International to adapt and to link into other technologies, right? So I think we must be very careful not to throw away the baby with the bathwater, talk about different things in terms of XBRL, IFRS taxonomy and XBRL. I mean, currently, this is the key concept to define this concept in the first place. So I would not have this discussion to be honest.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.